Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history.
Here's a video I've been wanting to make for a very long time. In fact, from about 2018-2019. What I'm about to read to you was actually an exchange between myself and somebody in January 2019. This is somewhat similar, sort of similar, to Ben Clausen, the founder of the Church of Creativity. He had a bunch of commandments for whites, I think 16, which I did a video about a long time ago. We need to go and revisit some of these things. And it's a similar sort of concept, but this is much more updated and very kick-ass. So here, in this particular video, I'm not going to do too much detail about why these laws need to be adhered to. I will discuss that in a fuller video a little bit later. But in here, I just want to give you a little bit of background and then give you the laws. Okay, so the background for this is that on my original African crisis, back in the year 2000-2001 onwards, there was a young white South African guy, a young Italian South African, who'd been born in South Africa, grown up in South Africa, and like a lot of the Italians, he's very, very clever. And this young guy actually helped me tremendously, especially with technical and computer problems. And he became a very important person who helped me a lot in the past. It was him who set me on the course to eventually abort Windows and go to Linux and all that sort of thing. And all those were good pieces of advice. But in his own background in computers, he also left South Africa and he lived in different parts of Europe and he observed how things were going there. So he spent time in Switzerland, he spent time in Britain, and he also watched the other races, not only in South Africa, but in Europe. And he watched how Jews work, how Muslims work, etc. And so what you're about to see is actually how do the others function and how do they defeat the whites? Because you'll see that other races and other groups, despite all their lying that, oh, they are in favor of democracy and they're in favor of this and they're in favor of that, you'll see that they actually stick together like hell. So let's get on with this. Let's do the 13 laws for white people to live by. It's called White Law, and it's the 13 laws for white people to live by. And if we live like this, we're going to be winning. So here it is. Law number one. And all these laws that I'm about to read to you, all of them were drawn up by him. We did this a couple of years ago. Like I say, in January 2019, we did this when we were having a chat. So here it is. And these are his laws in his order. Law number one, white law comes first. Law number two, nobody but whites are allowed in a white neighborhood. This must be enforced violently and only violently. So that's what he advocated. And of course, he was advocating this for whites in South Africa, but this applies to everybody. So he's basing this on the way that the others work. The others go and they drive people out of their neighborhoods. They take hold of territory themselves. But this was what he advocated for white South Africans. But these things apply to whites everywhere, so it carries on. Law 3. Every white must fight back in every way. Law number 4. If a white calls for backup, 10 whites must show up immediately. That's very important. If another white is in trouble, everyone must rush to help the person who's in trouble. Don't muck around. Law number 5. Whites must be racist in every turn. Law number 6. You'll see these laws are pretty wild, I must tell you. These laws are pretty wild. Law number 6. Whites must infiltrate every government department, institutions, corporations, and financial bodies. Law number 7. Everything is a weapon, including those bought illegally. See Law 1. From corrupt black officials and officers. Law number 8. Most importantly, whites do not have allies except other whites. Law number 9. Whites who betray other whites or put the law of the land first must be ostracized permanently. No second chances. So he's talking about betrayal, treason. I have more thoughts of my own about people who are traitors later. But yeah. So he says, whites who betray other whites or put the law of the land first must be ostracized permanently. No second chances. Law number 10. These laws are so freaking wild and kick-ass. Law number 10. Every white adult will own a dangerous dog. All large dogs must be adopted. Do not depend on breeders. Law number 11. Whites will secure food sources from anyone who isn't white. Whites will secure food sources from anyone who isn't white. Whites will reap what they didn't sow since they are not permitted to own land anymore. Water sources will be drawn from underground and not be reported to the state. So in his case, he's reckoning if whites aren't allowed to own land, then we must get food from others. But there's no need to go that far. We're still rocking on the food thing. Law number 12. If a white is jailed, then every effort must be made to protect them while behind bars. If they are jailed in another African country, do whatever it takes to force that nation to release them. So some thoughts on defending whites who are in jail. Law number 12. Do not plan any acts of terrorism. The laws are to keep the enemies of whites away, not to antagonize them into action. Do not give the state an excuse to go all out on whites no matter the cost. So he's very sharp. He's saying that these laws are to protect ourselves, but it's not so that we can commit crimes or acts of terrorism. That's not the purpose. It's for us to survive, and we don't want to antagonize the powers that be into destroying us. And just a quick comment, he says, I think Law 1 and Law 13 are the most important. The idea is not to force the government to act against whites, but to make it worth their while keeping away. So there it is. And it's actually based on the way that non-whites behave in South Africa, Britain, etc. And he's talking about Jews, Indians, Muslims, etc. I'll add in a little bit more to show you how he's thinking, and we'll discuss the whole thing in more detail in another video, but just to show you a little bit here, he says, Don't let white children have the freedom to pursue their dreams. This is stupid and leads to destruction. Copy the Jews and Indians and force children to pick out of three topics, three areas. And the three areas that he says is law, medicine, or finance. And he says these laws are derived from the way Jews, Muslims, and Indians behave. This is how you stick together. So he's basing it on the way Jews, Muslims, and Indians work in South Africa and in Britain. You don't muck around. You put your group survival first, and you don't worry about other nonsense. There are other things I would have liked to add, but this is just a quick one on his thoughts of white law. 13 laws for whites to live by. And law number 1 and law number 13 are the most important. I'll revisit this topic.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, you know.